Now, we'll do conditional use number 757, Harrington Equipment Company, an interpretation.
This conditional use was approved for the storage, a shop and office building for a reconditioning of canning equipment. That was approved back in 1983.
By Mr. Hughesmith.
It was
It was before my time.
He is looking pretty good.
Finally. Yeah.
He's looking 757, man. you've kept yourself well, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Any relation?
The request is to allow for a proposed construction company to use the equipment storage, shop, and office space. The commission would need to determine if it needs an amended public hearing application. We provided you a copy of the minutes from September 22nd, 1983. They were long minutes.
Yeah. Man of many words. That's how I remember Mr. Hughesmith.
And then there was also a copy of the letter from the proposed purchaser that you were provided with. He's the gentleman that was here last meeting, but he's not here tonight.
Oh,
surprise, huh?
So it's going from, what was it approved before? Storage shop and office building for reconditioning can equipment to just a storage shop and office building.
He basically is not going to be doing the can equipment. That's what his only difference is, the way I talked to him.
Everything else stays, except he's just not doing canning equipment.
Yeah,
so
right.
No storage. There will be no outside storage of anything. Would stay intact. Is that how you're reading it?
Yeah.
All those conditions.
The only thing he's not going to do is not going to have
there
the canning
no conditions.
Equipment.
There were no conditions imposed.
But in that condition, there will be no outside storage of anything.
Those were the days.
Conditional use with no conditions.
That's right.
Before all the lawyers and bosses got involved.
Not bad. All righty then.
A question.
Now it's got to be revised.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. What's your question?
How's it currently work with conditional uses? The conditional use that's approved stays with the property.
That's right.
Right.
So when
right.
the property is transferred right. to another owner, the conditions.
Unless it's abandoned, that would be the only thing that would stop
it. If it's abandoned for more than a year, you're done.
More than 1 year.
Two years. Yeah. 2 years, Mr. Lang says. 2 years.
Okay.
Or was that just peace? I mean,
peace.
Peace, okay.
The ordinance provides in the non-conforming businesses that already exist, 2 years. That's what I made reference to.
Sorry, they would liquor store.
They don't have any activity for 2 years. It's void. May still be there, but it's supposed to be void after 2 years. So the conditional uses, basically, you could say as soon as they close their doors, it's void.
Yeah.
But we throw in the 2 years, the same as a non-conforming business, because we've been through public hearings and all that. We don't want to have to do it again.
Right.
Typically, but we haven't had any major problems on conditional uses that run out anyway.
Getting back to this one, it doesn't seem like it's an issue unless he starts evolving it to where it becomes like a real construction yard, you know, and then it's.
Well, I asked him about that in conversation before he even wrote the letter to request it. Mm-hmm. And he said if he got any bigger, then he'd move it to another location anyway. Because there's a house there also. He's probably going to live there and have the shop there.
Why did he even need to come in just not to do something?
Because it's a change of use. Because the ordinance basically was a conditional use approved for that purpose. It was primarily for canning, but it's still storage, equipment, et cetera, whatever it states.
Gotcha.
And this way it protects staff and the commission and council in making a determination that, yes, you can do it as long as you stick to that.
Yeah, because we want to be careful that we don't open up the door for, the changes of different types of conditional uses that are not approved by the commission.
Yeah, and it's difficult, too, if you look at the non-conforming use. The ordinance says same or similar. How far can you carry same or similar use? There's a lot of, you could go a pretty good spread on non-conforming, but not on conditional as much. That's why we brought in to ask. There was another person that came in on the same property just before the last meeting. And his interest was a trucking business. So you could end up with Rivera's and the other trucking company that we've got helped from Skelton throughout the county in a few places recently. That could be a mass confusion out there with a trucking company, just tractor trailer parked everywhere. So I told him he had to apply for a conditional use if he was the one to end up getting the contract.
But
that's
this,
totally different.
But this property has it been operating since Tommy's death?
It was operational within the last 2 years.
Really?
Well, I was told. Yeah.
Kept it going after?
What I was told, yeah.
So Vince, you don't see a problem with taking the canning thing out and
it's still the office, what was it? Storage shop and office. So that's
there,
not changing.
Still there.
That's the heart of what it was approved for before.
Right. So, but then what worries me would be the outside storage. So if it was a landscaper went in there and all of a sudden there was mulch.
Yeah.
And
then it's changed, right? Because all he's asking for, the way I read it, was all he was asking for was just equipment storage shop and office space. You know, so if that's what was approved before. That's what he's asking for now. It's the same thing.
And if we get a complaint down the road, then we can make it another determination if it's really changed. But at the moment, you know, it doesn't appear as if it's a major change. If it turns out it is, then we can always revisit. You know?
Are you looking for a motion on this?
Yeah, we brought it before the commission to get a motion because staff can't make that decision.
So the answer is yes.
Motion for approval as...
being
everything but a cannery.
I think the motion is just for approval that what he's asking to do falls under the prior conditional use.
Or just confirming that use, yeah. To confirm that the use intended and basically quote everything except the canning is same or similar to the use previously approved as conditional use.
So approving it because it's going to be a similar use.
Right, so my motion would be for approval of CU757 Harrington Equipment Company as stated in as a equipment storage shop and office space for a construction company. Period.
Second.
Seconded to approve the requested use for conditional use number 757 Harrington Equipment Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.